This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Thursday he said was aimed at reining in social media platforms, although analysts doubt it will survive legal scrutiny. The president said his action is meant to protect and uphold the free speech rights of the American people.
Currently, social media giants like Twitter receive an unprecedented liability shield based on the theory that they're a neutral platform, which they are not.
The move comes after Twitter added a warning phrase to two of Trump's tweets decrying vote-by-mail efforts. The warning tells users to get the facts about mail-in ballots. The president had earlier threatened to shut down social media platforms, something legal experts doubt could be done without an act of Congress. The U.S., Britain, Australia, and Canada on Thursday condemned China's decision to impose a national security law on Hong Kong, saying it would dramatically erode its autonomy and threaten its stability and prosperity. In a joint statement, the top diplomats of the four countries said they had deep concern about Beijing's action, saying it threatens Hong Kong's place in the world as a bastion of freedom. They contended that Chinese control of Hong Kong also raises the prospect of prosecution in Hong Kong for political crimes and undermines existing commitments to protect the rights of Hong Kong's people. The four countries said that rebuilding trust across Hong Kong society by allowing the people of Hong Kong to enjoy the rights and freedoms they were promised in 1997 under the One Country, Two Systems plan can be the only way back from the tensions and unrest that the territory has seen over the last year. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Roughly 2.1 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week, a sign that companies are still slashing jobs as states continue the reopening process. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
While the layoffs continue to slow, almost 41 million Americans have lost their jobs since the virus hit.
This is representing a falling trajectory, but still elevated new claims for unemployment benefits. I'd say it's part of the group of readings that are indicating some benefit now of these diminishing stay-at-home restrictions.
Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We're still in a situation where the economy is seen in dire straits. The estimates for GDP in this current second quarter of the year are running somewhere between an annualized decline of 30% and 40%, and that's unprecedented.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
The U.S. National Security Agency is warning that Russian hackers have penetrated a key email server in the United States. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The National Security Agency issued an advisory Thursday warning that Russian military hackers have been infiltrating a major email server program since last August or earlier. The NSA says the intrusions of the Exim mail transfer agent have been carried out by the Russian military group known as Sandworm. That's the same hacking group that interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and carried out a 2017 cyber attack targeting businesses that operate in Ukraine. Exim, which is widely used, mostly runs on Unix-type operating systems. I'm Mike Gracia.
The National Guard has been called out in Minneapolis, Minnesota, after two nights of violent protests over the death of a black man in police custody. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The police chief in Minneapolis, Madaria Arredondo, apologized for the death of George Floyd.
I'm absolutely sorry for the pain, the devastation, and the trauma.
The mayor says he understands the built-up anger and sadness in the black community. City Councilor Andrea Jenkins says there's a new kind of virus in Minneapolis and something should be done about it.
Declare a state of emergency, declaring racism as a public health issue.
President Trump says he saw the video of Floyd being arrested.
What I saw was not good. Was not good. Very bad.
The FBI is investigating whether Floyd's civil rights were violated. I'm Ed Donahue.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.58%, the S&P fell by 0.21%, and the NASDAQ dropped 0.46%. For more on these stories, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrne.